America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Our free agents will start signing because all these other free agents will start signing. It's going to be a big thing.
So they were talking about on this podcast today. I know the answer, and it seems like a no-brainer, but I think if you give it a second and really think about the implications, let me propose this question to you. So you get Brady, Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, comes back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 1 year, at least. Right. Hopefully more. But
I think two, but
might be, it might be his final year this coming year. Now, would you trade that 1 year for potentially 7-8 years of Deshaun Watson quarterbacking your team?
No.
No. And that's what I jumped to immediately, too. But then, I mean, think about it. Deshaun Watson is, now he hasn't won anything. I think he got the Texans to the playoffs, you know, one
he
time.
He got beat by Buffalo.
But also, the Texans are a bad club. You know, keep that in mind, too. The ownership seems to be terrible. They don't really draft well, I would say. They're on the backside as far as longevity and being, you know, a special team. The Bucs are not having that problem. You got Bruce Arians, you got Jason Light, you got what's his name, Greenberg, the money guy.
Yeah.
So they're working well together. You know, they put together this team that was just missing a quarterback to get him over the hump, as we saw in Tom Brady's first year coming here and you know, winning a Super Bowl. And really, if the injuries did not happen, you know, to the offensive line last year, I think they would have beat the Rams, and I think they would have won the Super Bowl again.
We had no Tristan Wirfs. We had no Alex Kappa. We had no Chris Godwin. Yeah, we were really, really
depleted.
Antonio
Brown was gone. Yeah.
Yeah, we had issues, yeah.
Yeah, so I really feel like, and that must have been part of the thing that brought, you know, Tom back. But, man, if you have, because then we're going to be in, you know, it's not guaranteed that Tom Brady's going to win the Super Bowl and the Bucs are going to win the Super Bowl next year. No. I would say there it's a good chance, because if you look at Tom Brady's pattern over the past decade or so,
he wins every other year.
Every other year. So if the pattern continues, the Bucs are looking real good for another Super Bowl. But it's so hard to get to that point of even making a Super Bowl, let alone winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think the only ones that Tom has lost against are the Manning brothers. The Peyton and Eli were the only guys to beat him in the Super Bowl. So I don't know. It's just one of those things where do you risk, you know, your potential future of being a good team for potentially getting to a Super Bowl in 1 year?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Weigh the pros and cons. Weigh the pros and cons. And the pros are way more for Brady. You know, and the cons are way more for not Brady. You know, the pros are Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback that's ever played the game. Tom Brady wins every other year. He wins the Super Bowl. You know, we very possibly and probably should have been in the Super Bowl this year, but like we said, with the injuries, Deshaun Watson has never won a playoff game. He's never been to a Super Bowl. Is he good? Sure. But you know what? A lot of people in the NFL are very, very good, okay? And that also don't win Super Bowls. There are cities with franchises that have never been to a Super Bowl. You have the chance, even if it's for one season, one more season, to have the greatest ever quarterback a team. Quarterback your team for that season? That's worth 10 years of whatever. And the cons. Tom Brady is not going to cost you what Deshaun Watson is going to cost you. The contract he is signing with Cleveland is 5 years, $231 million.
Wow.
That takes away from your salary cap space. That's what's going to hurt your team. That kind of stuff is why the Kansas City Chiefs are probably going to be the third best team in the AFC West this year, because they have to pay Patrick Mahomes and these other high-priced players. That's the reason why the Cowboys are always sitting around mediocre, because they give Dak Prescott all this money, and he's not Tom Brady. I'm sorry, there's not a lot of people that have that it factor, that are just winners. And yeah, Deshaun Watson, he's very attractive when it comes to his skill set and everything about that. But there, the other con is, we don't know what kind of suspension is going to be laid down on him for they have this criminal to the league policy. You know, whether you're guilty or not, they could just suspend you like they did Tom Brady with the Deflategate. They just said, you know what, you're not playing for, what was it, 6 games? You know, and now that came out where that wasn't even true. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of cons that go into it as far as like, oh, well, you could have a good quarterback for the next 10 years. But you know what? You could draft somebody this year that ends up being a really good quarterback, too. You never know. So
that's the thing. You just never know.
Right. But what you do know, Tom Brady is the GOAT.
Right. And I think that's the right answer. I thought about it. I really did. Initially, I was like, no, Tom Brady, of course. And I went, well, wait a minute. And then I thought about it a little bit, but still came to the conclusion that it's just so you can't turn down having the best quarterback ever. If you get one more Super Bowl, I think I would be okay with never winning another one. If you get that's three in my lifetime, I'm good.
The older you get, and, you know, I'm really starting to feel it now. I turned a big 5-0 in, you know, less than 10 days or a little over 10 days. You got to live in the moment more and more. We're only here for a second, dude. And the older you get, you really start feeling it. So you got to live in the moment. You got Tom Brady for a year. That's a lot of time, baby. You got to take it. Could you imagine if Tom Brady didn't come back and we go, well, that's all right. We got Deshaun Watson for 10 more years. And then, I don't know, next February, we're in the middle of a nuclear war, right? And if the nuke was on the way here, One of the things that would go through my mind, one of the things I would scream with my hands up in the air while I'm down on my knees living my last few minutes, one of the things I would actually scream is, why didn't we just have one more year of Tom Brady? You know what I mean? Like, life's too short, man. You have to grab the bull by the horns. I would never trade 10 years with another quarterback for 1 year with Tom Brady. I want Tom Brady.
Yeah, same. I think he definitely gives you the best shot. You don't know. I mean, Deshaun might go to Cleveland and win, you know, 4 Super Bowls in 10 years.
Good for them.
Yeah, but
good for Cleveland.
It's not, we don't know. We don't know yet. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's
I feel you, dog. I feel you. But, yeah, look, everybody knows you have the best chance at winning the Super Bowl if Tom Brady's your quarterback. I mean, look at Vegas. As soon as he came back, all of a sudden the Bucs are the favorite in the NFC to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's no question.
It's, you know, these contracts that these players are getting, quarterbacks now, are getting like baseball money.
It's obnoxious, dude.
It's insane. But Tom Brady doesn't do that. Tom Brady gets paid. He gets paid his $20, $25 million a year, and he deserves every penny of that.
Sure.
And I want to see, you know, I want to see players get paid. It used to annoy me that, you know, you always hear the old trope, like, all these millionaire, you know, football players crying about something, whatever, not making enough money. They're millionaires. But the thing about it is the NFL brings in billions and billions of dollars in revenue.
Agreed.
And it's just going to these other rich dickheads that own their team. So they should spread the wealth out a little bit. Good. I'm glad to see, you know, Chris Godwin and all these guys get money.
I wish all the players made $50 million a year with what these jerk off billionaire owners make. Absolutely.
For sure. So,
yeah.
But then
same thing with radio companies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other story.
Happened?
But yeah. No, nothing happened. I agree. But just saying. Tom Brady wants to win. That is his highest attribute. The thing that he requires, you know, from his teams is winning. And I think some of these other dudes just go, I just want to get paid. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily, but that is why I would choose select Tom Brady over Deshaun Watson, because he's willing to sacrifice, you know, probably he could get $50 million a season if he wanted to. I don't think there's any doubt about it, and he probably deserves it. But he would rather save that cap and get some players in there that can actually play and win. So that's why it's like awesome. You got to go with Tom.
Pose this question to anybody that knows football and they can't find another one. Pose this question. Who in the NFL is more competitive than Tom Brady?
I don't think
I'll wait.
I don't think anybody.
There's no one. The guy